Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KSKA.
That's a good one. That's pretty good. Bark at the moon, yes. We got Dylan McCaffrey in here. It's time for the Quarterback's Corner with Dylan McCaffrey, presented by First Advantage. Dylan, my friend, how are you, dude? It's good to see you in studio.
I'm doing well. Yeah, it's good to be here, man. Again, appreciate you having me on each week. This is a blast doing so.
Well, it's a fun opportunity, this whole name, image, and likeness stuff. You and I have talked about it a lot, but I think it gives listeners an opportunity every single week, a chance to listen to guys like yourself about what goes into the games, what goes into practice, what goes into everything, because, you know, as much as I like to pretend I know what I'm talking about, getting your insight and your, you know, that scoop is just, I think it's really important for listeners.
Definitely. I mean, I would agree. There's always a certain aspect of not getting the full picture when you don't hear everyone's words there. And now the players are able to, I mean, talk a lot more. I do think it's going to be a great thing for our program and a lot of others, too.
Yeah. Tough loss for the Bears over the weekend against Lamar, 17-10 in overtime. Crazy environment, though. The crowd, I mean, they're believing in this program. Bummer, of course, didn't get to see you out there. How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling a lot better. Recovery is going well, and we're on a good pace here. Just taking it day by day, but really looking forward to kind of getting a lot more involved this week and hopefully rolling. So
yeah, you just never know sometimes with those with those injuries, and I can't even pretend to really get into that side of it. But you know, at the end of the day, it's you got to be filling up to snuff, or it could be borderline. You know, it can be dangerous out there.
No doubt. Yeah, and then that's, you see that all the time. Guys get a little minor injury, and then that ends up leading to something huge.
Yeah,
and you can never play half speed, 75% speed, because that's when more stuff starts tackling on.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, we'll keep updated. We'll keep following you along, and we'll see what the status looks like for you this weekend. Northern Arizona, we're getting into conference play, and I mean, that's all these other games. Yes, they're great to get out there and see what you're made of. Great tests, like we talked about with the Buffs, of course, and then a nice W against Houston Baptist. But getting into the conference play, I mean, that's when things start to heat up a little bit. Northern Arizona, I believe, they were picked to kind of finish middle of the road. So, you know, there's some believers out there, this team, and they had a nice Pac-12 victory over the weekend.
Yeah, no, definitely. They had a great win this past weekend, and they're looking good. They're a team, too, that is kind of starting to get clicking. You watch their first two games and you think something, but then that last game they really started to put some things together. You're like, okay, this is a good team. And like you mentioned, I mean, conference play is what matters now. And they're the first on the list of a team we want to compete against and take down. So
Dylan, what's the week look like for you guys? When do you start getting into and flipping the page, getting away from that game against Lamar and saying, all right, now we're getting into film, now we're getting into specifics? What does that look like for us?
Yeah, so that usually, I mean, it happens right away. It's a quick turnaround. It really is. Sundays are usually, thankfully, a recovery day. I know NCAA, kind of, you got to have one of those, which is nice. That's time to get the body right, recover from the game. Mondays, you usually watch the game,
Okay. Correct
the notes, maybe have a little correctional practice. You'll do that a lot there. But then right after that, it's, all right, game film, we're on to the next team.
Switching on to even that same day, you're kind of moving on
to that same day. It's whether a win or loss, you always just move on real quick. You kind of got that night of the game and the next day to either celebrate a good win or kind of mourn a loss, and then it's time to move on. So
how difficult is that to go back and watch the film of a loss, you know, and go through? I mean, because you know you got to do it. That's how you get better. But is that tough, reliving that sometimes?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's really tough, but it's like you said, you got to. Mm. It's how you get better. You can learn a lot more from a loss than you can a win, because those mistakes mean a little more in those games.
So when you look at this film and you're looking, it's even doubles hard for you because, you know, not being in that game and then just kind of watching, what do you take from it even though you weren't in that game? Is it the same kind of film study for you? You're almost watching Connor Martin as if that were you out there?
Yeah, definitely. You have to. And I've had a lot of experience watching other quarterbacks play, you know, in the situation there. And it's a universal kind of deal in that room specifically. You can learn things from everyone in that room, whether they played the whole game or a guy had three snaps in practice.
Yeah,
you can learn some from those. So
I think it's got to be a tough deal. I always think about that. I'm like, oh, they always talk about the film study after a loss. It's always a difficult thing. You're just reliving, rough, because you guys hate losing. I mean, that's one thing I've learned about athletes, Division I athletes, coaches, is the idea of losing is just no fun.
It is, man. It's a fun sport, but when you're losing, it sucks all that fun out, and it just becomes kind of a grind sometimes. But it's about how quickly you can turn around and get back on the right trajectory.
It was a pretty evenly matched game throughout. I mean, Lamar, you know, you guys, I think it started out 7-0. Lamar, you guys go right back down score, and it just kind of stayed that way. We go to overtime, and, of course, just didn't end the way you want. But what was Lamar doing, especially on that defensive side of the ball? I mean, they were getting some stops in there that really just seemed to kind of slow down the process.
Yeah, no doubt. They were definitely getting some stops. I have to give credit there. Their secondary, their safeties got really involved in the run game, and I think that helped them out a good bit.
Yeah.
Because those dudes were flying downhill. We knew they'd fly downhill, but they were good at it, man. And you got to give them some credit too. They made some key tackles, some key stops in there. Hit all our guys low, which brought them to the ground, and it was a good performance from them.
We're sitting in with Dylan McCaffrey as a part of the Quarterback's Corner presented by First Advantage. Also, Windsor Mill Tavern. That place is phenomenal. We'll get out there and something, man. We'll get something to eat sometime.
No doubt. We have to, man. With that menu, we have to.
And during this time, I mean, I'm always starving around this time.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No doubt. This is the time to go. I mean, you can go there all day, but this time to really hit it.
Yeah, no question about it, man. All right, so when you flip the script and you start looking at Northern Arizona, what stands out? Obviously, you got a full week ahead of you in preparation for this one. But what stands out from your perspective on the defensive side of the ball with what they're doing out there?
Yeah, I think that last game they really clicked. It seemed like they were in a new level then, and I think that just goes to show us that we can't be hurting ourselves this game at all because they're a very cohesive unit. That looked pretty solid. So as long as we don't eliminate kind of those penalties we had against ourselves pushing us back, I think we'll be in a good spot. But against a solid, well-formed team, you can't be doing those.
Well, and you look at the Arizona thing, and, you know, that's a rivalry game between those two. But that's a Pac-12 team that they beat. And I don't care what the struggles look like for Arizona. You say, okay, first off, it's a rivalry game, so you throw that out the window. Mm-hmm. Second, it's a Pac-12 team. And we've seen this all up and down the board. At the end of the day, these conferences, there is a bit of a difference. And who knows that more so than you? So that was a big win for Northern Arizona to get that.
It definitely was. I mean, anytime FCS beats FBS, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And that should be celebrated. And honestly, I'm happy for them. I like to see our conference do well against those FBS teams because, you know, that makes the all-around strength look better. And I think that's when we're competing out there, it's going to be the same deal, you know? And we give it to one of these teams. Well, okay, we can hang with anyone because any of our teams in our conference can. You know, it's a strong conference.
It does seem like this conference, they've been, the Big Sky is always tough when you're looking at FCS teams, but it seems like this year we've seen a lot of teams knocking off FBS schools left and right. So this conference, I mean, they look strong. They look ready to rock and roll.
No doubt. They definitely are. We knew coming in the season that they would be. There's a lot of good teams in this one, and I mean, you wouldn't want it any other way, really. Because that'll be a great test. It'll be fun.
Yeah, can't wait for that one again. Another home opportunity. What was that like? The fan support out there Saturday for you?
Oh, that was awesome. Obviously, I mean, this was my first home game with the program, and I didn't know what to expect, but I was blown away. The fan support was awesome. The crowd was loud, man. I didn't know Nottingham could get loud like that. And I'm really hoping we carry that forward into this week because that'll start playing a real big factor in these conference games. And we're going to need it. We're going to need to pack the house again. We're going to need fans to stay. And just helps out a little bit. It makes a big difference on the field.
Yeah, it really does. And I think you and I chatted about it just, you know, last week. There is a huge difference from what this program has seen over the years as far as buy-in and fan support. It's definitely different this season. I don't know that there's necessarily this large amount of pressure, but there's just excitement. And people in the area are like, you know what, there's reasons to get pumped up. And there's an investment in the program. And, of course, that McCaffrey name, there's some big names on this football club, too. I mean, we're seeing on the defensive side, too, some nice names. So you can feel it in the air, and it's kind of cool that you guys could sense that. The players could sense that, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we all sense it, and especially from the guys that have been here a while, they'll say, like, yeah, this is an exciting year. They've never seen Greeley like this, and they want it to keep rolling like that. So, I mean, I'm having a blast with it. I really hope we continue that kind of excitement throughout the year.
We're talking to Dylan McCaffrey as a part of our Quarterback's Corner, presented by First Advantage. So what's the weekend look for you? You said you get some time. Do you watch a lot of football? Do you get away from football? You watch what you need to watch, but do you try to get away and watch something else or just get outside? Or is it like I'm watching other college football games, I'm watching NFL games on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm usually pretty locked in football 24/7. I went right from our game on Saturday to my little brother's game. Sunday, got to wake up, watch the other brother's game, and then one of my buddies will be playing in the afternoon that, you know, I'll tune in for. But every now and then, Sunday evenings, once kind of sun starts setting, that's when sometimes I'll shut it off, maybe not turn on that Sunday night game and watch a movie or a couple episodes of something, and that's kind of that'll kind of unwind me for the week.
Well, you have so many, like you said, you have so many family members, so many friends and connections, mm-hmm. that you kind of got some not necessarily obligations, but you maybe feel like that where it's like, okay, I'm going to watch all these, and then maybe I'll take a little break.
Yeah, definitely. No, and I love watching them. It definitely adds a little bit more stress. I don't know. Playing is stressful in itself, but watching someone you love play is that's a whole kind of another stressful. So
is this okay? So yeah. So now you're seeing what like your parents have gone through watching you guys play.
I don't know how they did it, man. Watching my little brother, he's been playing for Rice this year, and watching him is he does a great job. And yeah. I mean, I have full confidence in him, but it's still just, you know, watching. It's almost like it's out of your control, so it builds up a little bit more tension.
That's tough, man. Yeah, that's I never thought about that aspect of it for you, you know, because, again, you guys, such a huge football family. It's in your blood. There's no doubt about it. But you guys all still probably get pretty nervous watching each other out there.
I think so, yeah. And like I said, I mean, I trust them. I know he's one of the hardest working players I've ever seen. And so at the end of the day, that'll take over, and you got to just try to relax and trust them.
How often do you guys all talk throughout the season? Obviously, you know, you talk to Max quite a bit. That makes sense.
Yeah,
do you guys chat quite a bit, or is it like, all right, once we all get into season, you know, a nice text once in a while and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we usually talk still a good bit. We got like a group chat with all of us. It's usually always texting back and forth, and then, you know, a good text a week, text before the game, text after the game, kind of unwind a little sometimes. So it, yeah, we still end up talking a good bit.
I was, I had to do it, man. I had your dad on last week talking about football back and forth, and I did bring up the wolf thing. I just wanted to, I had to bring it up, and he said, no, I don't do the wolf thing. But he said he might be responsible for that, because when you were like 7 or 8 years old, he was you wanted to watch, what was it, American, was it Werewolf in Paris?
Oh, yeah.
He brought it up, and you wanted to watch it, and he's like, oh, you know what? It's just me and the kids today, so we're going to watch it. And he said you hung in there for a while, but maybe it like really messed you up, and now that's in your brain, and wolves are there forever, and it's his fault.
You know, I don't think it messed me up, but there was definitely one scene in that movie where I was probably a little too young to be watching that. It was a pop-up scene. Someone jumped out of a shower curtain, and I lost it. Yeah, no, that was still remember the exact scene, but
that's great. I was hoping you were going to be like, I never watch scary movies. Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
No,
but he thought maybe he contributed that just a little bit.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not sure. It's kind of like a Batman deal where you got to become your biggest fear, maybe. But
maybe it is.
No, I don't know. I watched that movie a couple years later, and I mean, it's a good movie, but it's was not that scary second time around.
So what are you watching now outside of football? Do you like watching scary movies, or is it like, you know, a lot of TV?
Do. Yeah, no, I'm definitely more of a movie person than TV show, and then I felt the weather change this morning a little bit, you know, and that kind of got me in a scary movie mindset. I watched Jeepers Creepers last night,
That's a creep. I suck at scary. I mean, do you go by yourself, or do you date or friends? Like, what is that? Because I by myself is just terrifying.
Either one, man. It's nice to have a crew there with you, but sometimes you just need to get one in and watch that one alone last night. Makes it sound a little weird, but
I watched the newer version of It.
Oh, yeah?
I watched that one. That was pretty freaky until, like, then he came out and started dancing or whatever at the end of the movie when he was dancing. Then it took me out of it. I was like, okay, this isn't that scary anymore.
Yeah, it kind of, I agree, actually, 100% agree with that one. Same with the old one. It was a little bit like that, too. It was great for a while, and then kind of got a little out there.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to do it. It takes your mind away. I get it, man. Well, we'll be keeping out for you. We're going to be paying attention to see what your status looks like for Saturday. You just never know, right? I mean, these injuries can hang on for a bit. You can feel a little bit better one day, and then you never know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, there's a couple more tests to do, and hopefully we're rolling.
Well, we hope you have a good week of practice, my friend. And, you know, just looking at this Northern Arizona team and you know, the Big Sky. Like we said, the Big Sky is tough. It's a tough conference, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys start this thing off.
You know, thank you. I appreciate that. We are too.
All right, man. Dylan McCaffrey. That's the Quarterback Corner with Dylan McCaffrey, presented by First Advantage and Windsor Mill Tavern. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the first hour. We'll get to the game of the week coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Catch the Ellis and Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.